Kirsten Christensen from the Winnemucca FFA chapter out of Nevada helps her chapter host an annual Ag Day every year. Kirsten, why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Well, the Ag Day is a day where every third grader comes to the great facilities that we have in Winnemucca, and we have 12 booths. Each one of them consists of different agriculture industries. We would have the bees, the beef cattle, and they get to pet the horses and learn about them and maybe even brush them. And just various other different things that they really get involved in. It's a hands-on agriculture experience that they all participate in. And some take it more seriously than others. Some are really excited and some are not. It's a day where everyone just comes together and we learn about ag in the classroom.
And these are third graders, correct? So they're pretty young kids.
Yeah, and it's very interesting to see how they react. They're excited to come out and they get to learn about the agriculture that we do.
And it's important to be engaging with them and having a hands-on experience so they can really fulfill that experience in the agriculture industry.
Absolutely. I think that being more hands-on is definitely going to give you a brighter idea, because honestly, in schoolwork for me, if I'm reading about a book about something that I want to do, it's not as engaging that it would be like hands-on. Hands-on is so much easier to interact with each other.
I'm also standing here with Caitlin Rose, who's also an FFA member in the Winnemucca chapter in Nevada. Caitlin, go ahead and explain your chapter's role in preparation for this event.
We team up with the local 4-H, and we do set up the booths, and our chapter goes in and we help with the people that are actually in charge of the booths. Every year, I go and I help with the veterinarian booth, and it's really fun to see those kids. They get really excited. Some of them are a little grossed out when they find out how certain things are done. But in the end, they're all smiling and happy, and they just want to go home and tell their parents about it. And I think that's really neat.
Third graders are getting a very well-rounded knowledge about the agriculture industry. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good knowing that they actually will know how things work in the agricultural field. Because the first question we ask them when they get there is, where does your food come from? And most of them say the store, and they don't know where it comes from before that. And so we teach them where it really comes from, how we grow things, how we raise animals, and then that's how they get their food.
And how long does it take your FFA chapter to prepare for this event?
We start setting up the day before, but a lot of the presenters will start weeks ahead to get all the information that they need, and it's an all-day event.
And what kind of skills are you learning through this Ag Day event?
I've learned how you can get honey from the bees. I've learned how rabbits are used for their pelts. And I've learned a lot of different things about how beef can be used to make things like jelly beans and all that other kind of stuff. It's really neat.
And what would be your one piece of advice to anyone that's looking to teach the next generation of agriculture?
Make sure you're well informed. Because if a kid has a question about something and you don't know the answer, they're going to look at you like you're not very smart, and then they're going to go ask somebody else that really has no idea what they're talking about, and they might get really bad information from them.
Again, I'm with the Winnemucca FFA chapter at Nevada talking about their annual Ag Day event. Thank you so much, girls.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.